Hi, my name is Spencer Grant, and you're listening to Four Trees, a Warrior Cats community podcast. This week, on the final episode of Season 2, I am joined once more by my friends Clayton and Cora to talk about Sunset. If you're interested in this discussion, I would suggest listening to the last couple of episodes, because I cannot imagine jumping into this one without the context provided by those, especially because I have to tell you guys a little story. I think it's important to do it. Start on the season finale, I want to finish off the story I started in the last episode. If you'll recall, I discussed how my friend Clayton, even after watching the public rise and downfall of Charlie Sheen, was undeterred to achieve his dream of becoming an influencer. I did not, however, tell you about the lengths he went to in order to do this. Now, in the early days of the internet, there wasn't really a way that people became an influencer, right? There was just people on YouTube giving out vague advice. Just do it. Just do this. Just do that. Like, there wasn't, like, a path to it. But as the years came by, since Clayton's time in middle school, eventually a path to becoming an influencer became known to the general public, and people started doing more of it. Clayton, of course, was one of the first to try it. The first step to becoming an influencer, according to him, was choosing your influence. He chose Cheerwine, a soda pop that was sold nearby to him. He began making copious amounts of Instagram posts, tagging the company and prominently featuring the brand in well-staged photos and stories. He hoped that with any luck, a day would come where Cheerwine, the company, would sit up, take notice, and begin sponsoring him, sending him products, and telling him to use copy. But that day would never come. Still, Clayton didn't relent. He continued to post about Cheerwine, occasionally receiving a message from the official account, but never anything that led to a brand deal. We started pulling out all of the stops to support our friend. Me and Clayton's other friends began emailing them. We started taking pictures of ourselves enjoying Cheerwine. We would comment and like on Clayton's posts to boost his engagement. We even tried to add the CEO on LinkedIn, but nothing worked. To this day, Clayton continues to vie for their attention. His Instagram page is half videos of him doing lightsaber choreography and half Cheerwine posting. Now, if I know my friend Clayton, and I do, I think, he's never going to give up. It's something about him that I respect and admire to a great extent, and I intend to be the best friend I can be by continuing to support his efforts. I'd be lying if I said that I don't have a vested interest in telling the story in the hopes that maybe by sharing Clayton's struggle, something might change. I don't think this podcast has the reach to do so, but you never really know when things will turn around for you. As an example, back in April of 2020, the zeitgeist turned towards a Netflix docuseries called The Tiger King. It was outrageous, controversial, and still continues to be a fond memory for many, and everybody was talking about it at the time. Cheerwine, the company, hoping to capitalize off of the immediacy of the craze, called their top marketing minds together to find a way to connect their brand to the madness of the Tiger King. So, on their Instagram story, they ended up posting a recipe for a Cheerwine cocktail. It had two ingredients, Cheerwine and vodka. They called this cocktail Tiger's Blood. And somewhere in the world, Charlie Sheen felt a weight lift off of his spirit.
You know, I'm very frustrated by something suddenly. Like, very... Okay. So, I'm looking at the last page of the story proper, page 348. Mm-hmm. And Do you know what? The finale doesn't take place at sunset.
No, it's at sunrise. It's sunrise, yeah.
I forgot about that, and I hate it. Why? So
well, I mean, because they had...
And you know what? You know what makes this even worse that I'm suddenly remembering? Wait, the last book of Power of Three is Sunrise.
No, hold on. Wait, I'm now looking at the new Prophecy book order. It goes Midnight, Moonrise, Dawn, Starlight, Twilight, Sunset. That's not the order. What? After. That should be Sunrise. Wait, what? Why is it in that order? Why is it in that order?
But if it was Sunrise, then they couldn't call the last book in the Power of Three Sunrise.
It doesn't even make sense. Well,
you really think they were planning the Power of Three any more than the name by this point?
Wait, but Sunset doesn't even make sense. Like, it's not like Sunset.
The sun setting on. This is the final step in the journey that took them to the Sundrown Place.
I get is that I feel like Sunset
place
should be earlier. When they first get to the Sundrown Place, should be Sunset.
I feel like Sunset should be book three, and this should be Dawn.
Well, so, I mean, the proper order. Well, technically, if you want, I like the idea of the order of being, okay, let's reorder
them. Should just read the books in the order that these are supposed to be.
I think it should so if you go with that, Sunset is first. The first is Sunset. Mm-hmm. You would go Sunset, then Moonrise.
Wait, you forgot Twilight.
Are we going Twilight can be either time, and I want to put Twilight afterwards, I think.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I suggest the direction we go here is Sunset, Moonrise, Starlight, Midnight, Twilight, Dawn. Right?
I'd say Midnight reversed with Starlight.
Midnight
the third, because Midnight is like the nadir. Right? That's when everything's going wrong and they have to leave the forest. I think that's like the darkest hour kind of thing. So
okay, that works.
Third book.
So we do so maybe it could be like not in media res, like in media the end of the book, the end of the story.
Yep, right? You're probably wondering how I got to this.
Yeah, can we do that? And it's like, so
yep,
the first book.
That's me.
What if this book like started with like Firestar dying on the ground? Brambleclaw right there, his evil brother next to him, and it freeze frames it. Well, you're probably wondering how I got there. Well, let me tell you a little story.
And then it
story.
Goes all the way back.
Oh, wait, that's kind of nice. Oh, I think it should have started
and
up
and then
like
it cuts,
that.
And then
that
at the
would
very,
make it a lot more satisfying.
And then at the very end of Dawn, it cuts back to Brambleclaw killing Firestar.
I kind of like the idea of, I like the idea of reading these books out of order now that I'm thinking more about it. When I was watching, there's this great show on Amazon called The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and when I watched it, I accidentally watched the last episode first, and I was like, oh, wow, is this intentional? And I started, like, watching through it in the actual intended order, and I realized that I had watched the last episode first, but I was so much more engaged with the content, because I was like, oh my god, what happened in that, you know, in these previous episodes that led us here? You know, what's going on? What's gonna happen next? And, yeah, I just feel like that might be a way to make this what is it, double trilogy, the sextology, actually, you know.
You see, I like to watch Memento by watching the first 5 minutes, skipping all the way to the end, and watching the rest reversed. That's how I like to watch Memento.
My god. See, you know what I just realized is one of my, like, an issue that I have, right, with, Power of Three's finale, is, you have the first part, or not Power of Three, New Prophecy. You have the first part is very centric on the journeying cats. They're incredibly important. And they all have more, like, Brambleclaw and Squirrelflight have the most, but they all have more or less pretty similar amounts of screen time. Then they get to book four, and suddenly it's the Brambleclaw show. Like,
so I hope he likes your time with Stormfur, because you're never going to see him again.
After book three, Tawnypelt doesn't even show up until sunset. Same with Stormfur.
I mean, have you considered it's because they just really enjoyed the official DILF that is Tigerstar and wanted to get a crumb of his pure sex appeal through Brambleclaw? Have you considered
that? How much Tigerstar is possible?
Yeah.
But my issue with this is we can see that Tigerstar is also trying to, like, make a deal with Tawnypelt, and Tawnypelt is as much a part of the Sins of the Father plotline as the rest. She just doesn't want to deal with it, so they just shunt her aside.
I mean, the other option here is that they really wanted to do, like, a Star Wars thing, where I guess in this case Brambleclaw is Darth Vader. Yeah, that works.
Is Brambleclaw Darth Vader?
Or is he Luke? He's either Darth Vader or Luke.
I mean, like to think of him as being irredeemably evil.
So. I mean, I'm seeing the whole fox trap scene at the end. That's sort of like the ending of Star Wars where it's like, you know, Luke is on the ground. In this case, Firestar is Luke, I guess. And okay. Hawk Frost is then Palpatine, who's like zapping him with his little force hands. And then Brambleclaw is
Palpatine.
I mean, yes, there's two Palpatines. Who's Han Solo? Who's Han Solo? Graystripe.
Who's Rey?
I guess,
Hollyleaf?
Hollyleaf, I guess, whoever this Hollyleaf? Is in the future? The future cats.
Wait,
I just remembered that Rey was Palpatine's kid, which means that Rey was Palpatine's granddaughter.
Is Rey.
No, because Rey is Palpatine's granddaughter, is the whole thing, which means that it's one of Brambleclaw's kids. Not one of Brambleclaw's kids.
We're forgetting to factor in Thistleclaw.
I'm really upset that
Tigerstar's mentor originally.
Darth Pelagius the Wise.
Yeah, I'm very upset that whereas the Firestar's quest was a one-to-one with cats, this is not a one-to-one with Star Wars, and I'm incredibly upset about it. who's Jar Jar Binks?
Mothwing.
Okay, that's fair.
Just as tragic, clearly.
Misa don't believe in Star Clan.
How do you guys feel about Mothwing and Leafpool co-parenting their child together?
Misa don't believe in Star Clan. What can I say?
I will stab you.
I think that the concept of a cat atheist is really weird in the Warrior Cat series, considering how explicit, like, the cat ghost being real thing.
Yeah,
is.
I'm like.
And then they try to do a thing where it's like, oh yeah, it's because the one time she was tricked, like, one time by Hawk Frost doing the moth wing. But, like, I don't. Like, I don't get how that, like, completely.
Yeah, like, the example
ruined
they give,
her
right?
Foundation.
The example they give is the prophetic dreams. Where Mothwing is like, oh, you're just remembering something that you'd forgotten, which could have been remotely viable, but it's all just kind of shunted aside because of the fact that in the first series, which I constantly harp on, I know, but I think it's kind of slightly ambiguous whether or not leaders actually have nine lives.
Or whether they just believe in it.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
Because,
we
see at the end, Tiger Star dies immediately because it's a very severe wound. But, like, it's made incredibly explicit, very explicit in the new prophecy that leaders do, in fact, have nine confirmed lives.
Yeah, they start metagaming it a
lot. And, like, if they have nine provable lives, then, like, yeah, cat god ghosts are, in fact, real.
I think, like, I don't know, I'm a big fan of saying, like, I wish that Mothwings, like, I here's my thing. I kind of wish that they kept the effect in the first sort of series where it was very ambiguous whether or not Star Clan was real or if, like, all the cats were just hallucinating. In which case, I think it could be really, like, a nice sort of play on irony where Mothwing's actually the only reasonable cat who isn't believing
right cat.
The shared cat hallucinations. But then they do stuff where they're like, oh yeah, Hawk Frost and Brambleclaw can communicate when they go to hell to see their father. Like that.
Yeah. And
they will transfer information and it will be accurate.
Yeah, and they'll also when they're fighting in dreams with their father in hell, they get those same wounds on their waking bodies. Like, Mothwing just seems like really dumb.
Yeah, she's the Warrior Cat's equivalent to a flat earther, I would say.
Which it almost feels like a weird, like, anti-atheist sort of, like, talking point from the Aaron Hunters. Do you think they put this in to be like,
rational skepticist, I think. But, you know, book, she's like, sorry, I just don't believe in vaccines.
Yeah, it's
I know I'm a medicine cat. I'm just gonna cure them with, you know, not magic.
Herbs. There are only herbs.
There are only herbs. Or herbs, as they're supposed to say, because they're British.
Oh, right, I forgot they're British. Confirmed they're British.
They should really be saying herbs and spices from KFC because they are American.
I don't think that they should be saying herbs and spices from KFC because I don't think that they know what KFC is.
I think, probably not. Oh, did you miss the chapter?
Any of these,
wait, did you miss?
If cats knew what KFC was, why do you think they would stay in the fucking
farm? Why would they be hunting?
Hold on, I mean, Spencer, did you miss the chapter? I'm confused. Did you miss the chapter where, Brambleclaw and Firestar were together and Firestar was like, oh, hey, Brambleclaw, do you want to get some KFC? You should go. They have their new family meal. Only an entire bucket of chicken for only $12 to feed your whole
family.
They're
not paying us for this. They're not paying us for this. We can't.
No, they did. They did. And then you missed it. It was a whole. Oh, wait, who sponsored us this week?
Brambleclaw is like, no thanks. I prefer to have my chicken at Popeyes.
Because, there we go. Okay.
Their new value meals are off the charts. And then he winked at the camera.
Yeah, and then Firestar went, oh, wow, really? Popeyes? Don't they have that new spicy fried chicken sandwich for me to try? I'm so excited to try that. It sure gets. Yeah, and then he said his signature catchphrase. He said, oh, man, fried chicken, I'm flaming up. Because that's Firestar's catchphrase.
I thought his signature catchphrase was, we need to make sure that fresh kill pile is stocked by sunrise.
Oh, yeah. Sunset. Oh, it said sunset.
Like, hang on, wait. I just had a moment, right?
Yeah.
I just had like a very, very interesting realization. Another problem with Mothwing is that her skeptic arc has already been done. You remember Cloudpaw?
I do remember Cloudtail.
And also Blue Star. Both of them just stopped believing in StarClan. Like, entirely. Actually, wait. I can't remember if Blue Star stopped believing in StarClan or started believing that StarClan hated her forever.
She
it was one of the two.
Did a little bit of both, and then she got a redemption at the end, which I think is like probably the best time to do it,
yes,
right?
As she
was
died.
Like, I was crossing my fingers the whole time. I actually believe in StarClan. Please take me to heaven.
Look,
got there.
You know what? You know how this actually should have ended? BloodClan should have come back and killed them all. You know, give me a BloodClan symbol. Give me a BloodClan symbol. I think I'm part of BloodClan now.
That's
because I'm done with everyone in this forest at this point. Like Tawny Pelt is great, but she's canceled out by the fact that everyone else in ShadowClan is in like the worst, just the worst.
Just not
so
good.
just like BloodClan, kill everyone.
Hey, I have a question. Why was Brambleclaw killing Hawkfrost so brutal? Why did he, like, fully impale him on, like, a spike?
You know, there's, like, this is another weird thing. Like, in the first series, everything's really brutal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, cats are killed in horrible ways. And, like, there are remnants of it. Like, we have, like,
boiled alive?
Boiled alive, just like Popeye's new chicken deal?
Throwback to
chicken shouldn't be boiled alive. Wait, that's not how fried chicken works. Oh,
mauled by dogs.
Steamed chicken.
Yeah.
Sorry, what are you saying, Cora?
I'm just throwing back to like the living remnant of the brutality of the old forest. Throwback to our favorite Brightheart being named Lost Face, being mauled horribly by dogs, and Swiftpaw dying horribly in that accident.
Beautiful.
Like, the first series was pretty horrifying. Tigerstar did a lot of very like
the part where he died of feline diabetes 9 times in a row.
In the Darkest Hour, where it's like very clearly described, Scourge just like ripping him in half. Like, it's brutal. Like, Warrior Cats has a long history of really excessive, gratuitous violence for a kid's book.
So I very much appreciate it. Yeah, Hawkfrost is getting the old fashioned send off.
Yeah.
just like Daddy.
That's why I feel like it's actually, I don't know, I like Brambleclaw by the end of this book because I feel like he had his redemption by being absolutely.
Well, you
like,
didn't have
super
to read
metal.
Any of the stuff that he needed to be redeemed from.
Yeah, it's true, but I still think he's earned it. His redemption, good enough for me. Make
Time
him Bramblestar
to read this book
now.
Where Brambleclaw is exclusively a good guy. Wow, what a good guy.
His entire redemption, doing anything that literally any loyal ThunderClan cat would do, but hesitating for a while first.
Listen, make him Bramblestar right now. I think he deserves
no,
it.
No, Brackenstar, for God's
Brackenstar,
sake.
Brackenstar, also Tawny Star. It will never happen, but I wish it happened.
Brambleclaw is a better warrior cat's name than Brackenstar.
I think that you need to take a long walk off of a short pier.
A long walk
right now.
a long walk off a short pier, right into a bucket of Popeye's fried chicken, with biscuits included.
Screw them both, Squirrel Star.
Squirrel Star is very good. Corey, I like that as well.
Corey, I have to say, that is a very hot take. Almost as hot as Popeye's new dipping sauce.
Stop it.
Delicious. Delicious. Spicy hot dipping sauce for your fried chicken needs.
Fancy Feast, if you're listening, we could do this for you. No, but like, I feel like Wind Clan could do with a better leader than One Star, because I'm still not over how One Star, you know, betrayed Firestar and was a complete jerk for the entirety of the last book.
And subsequently was, like, never encountered again.
Yeah, One Star is a pretty bad...
They only give main characters redemption arcs.
I guess you could say that One Star gets a one-star review, huh?
Oh.
Yep.
Well, you know it doesn't get a one-star review? Delicious fried chicken. Five-star review for every meal, let me tell you.
Yes, that's... I want to talk about this for so long, all the time. It frustrates me immensely how mishandled one whisker to One Star was, because he was one of the good ones.
Like, I can't think of a better Wind Clan cat to replace him, because there aren't any.
Yeah, just don't kill Tall Star. Keep Tall Star. Best cat in the
series. Tall Star is good. Yeah.
Hey, I want to bring it back to the
why can't we reincarnate Tall Star instead of Cinderpelt?
Let's hear what Clayton has to say.
I want to bring back the Ultimate Guide, because I'm looking at the canonical depiction of One Star here. He's a little derpy, I gotta say. He's a little dumb looking. There's something off about him. I don't know what it is, but this one's just sort of... I feel like they could have done better on this one. He's just sort of coming through the tall grass.
I like him. He's nice and lumpy.
What is?
I think every good cat should be.
I mean, I can say that as warrior, one whisker was.
Wait, what is his tail doing?
It's to the side. All I know is that one whisker was.
No, it's to the side.
Was loyal
but, like,
and courageous.
Look at the angle his body is versus the angle his tail is. How is that happening? That's either, like, in order to make that angle, his tail needs to be like as long as his body. Longer.
That's a good point. I feel like the perspective...
That's very, very weird. Hey, by the way, why is he called One Whisker if he has multiple whiskers?
Because one of his whiskers is a different color, I think.
Oh, is that what it is?
So I've been told. He is usually depicted in fandom by only having one whisker.
As
I was
it
looking
should
up,
be.
I was
he
looking
has...
up some fan art for a collage I was making to put up in my room.
I mean, he has no whiskers in this depiction.
That's true. He does not have any whiskers in the official
that's
art.
Fair. That's
I
fair.
Mean, are we considering Warriors the Ultimate Guide to be the, you know, the be-all end-all?
I mean, I think there are a lot of debates as to what is and isn't canon within Warriors cats. Because the books contradict each other. The novellas contradict each other. What's written on the Facebook pages contradict each other. And what... There's, like, even a super fan who apparently is allowed to, like, name kittens that don't have names in canon. So, you know, that also might contradict something that another person says. So, like, you know, there are, like, basically tiers that you have to take it in as to what is and isn't canon. And how those tiers might differ for each person depends. Because the wiki is not the best resource for this.
Wait, hang on. Speaking of wiki, I'm looking at the page for Thistleclaw.
Yeah.
Apparently he began training in the Dark Forest, so how far back does this rabbit hole go?
Well, the rabbit hole began retroactively. He was not in the Dark Forest until, like, I think the Spotted Leaf's Heart novella came out, and they were like, yeah, he was evil too, actually.
I really don't appreciate the continuing polarization of good and evil in Warriors.
Yeah.
I think
it's kinda... like we should have some nice gray cats, you know, like Yellow Fang.
Yeah, and Cinderpelt.
Yeah.
Yeah, the great ones.
I
find it amazing that the three we mentioned are some of the most unequivocally good or aligned cats in the entire series.
Yeah. Well, Yellowfang, I think she's... I just feel like the Warrior Code needs a lot more flexing room.
Yes.
I mean, I think you guys are asking for a lot from these books, like a lot of gray room. When I think it runs into the same issue that Harry Potter has, where, you know, Shadow Clan and Slytherin are both sort of there to be like, hey, look, it's the bad cats, and Thunder Clan Gryffindor is the good cats.
They're still people, though.
I mean,
or at least they should be.
Yeah,
I don't remember any points where Slytherin gets redemption, but also I've stopped. I'm like actively attempting to avoid caring about Harry Potter in my life.
That is true, and my point is there's no reason to, because they're kind of badly written. They're kind of bad.
Yeah, they're not.
There's not a lot of gray area, and I worry in some places that where cats may run into the same issues.
They fired the transphobic author.
They did. Oh, I mean, yeah. I mean, not those issues. Yes.
Like within a day.
Not those issues. Like I feel like that's why. Yeah, but I think they had to worry about that specifically due to the fact that, you know, Warriors is Harry Potter for furries, right? I think we...
I'm telling my mom you said that.
I'm not afraid to say it. I'm not afraid to say it here, okay?
That make us all furries.
Well, I mean, not necessarily for furries. I feel like there's definitely a Warrior Cats to Furries pipeline.
Okay.
Wait,
I'm going down so many rabbit hole. I'm going down the Dark Forest rabbit hole right now.
All
right. Apparently,
why not?
Crooked Jaw was also made a deputy because of intervention from Dark Forest.
What? No, like, my dude.
Everything is the Dark Forest's fault now. Like,
this is some
when did this happen? I don't know.
I think
Crooked Star was a good leader.
Evil? Yeah. Maybe he had a redemption at some point. Maybe he was like, actually, the Dark Forest is bad. I've decided.
Nah.
You're welcome.
It's just very, very
weird. It might, like, suffer from Sherlock syndrome. Because, like, the longer that Sherlock went on, the more it had to promise. That, like, you know, each of these games that Sherlock was, you know, piecing his way through was all part of some bigger thing. And so, I guess what's happening here is they were like, oh, well, we gotta, like, find a more compelling villain. What's a way to make a villain more compelling? I know, retroactively. Let's just make the villain responsible for the stuff that the last villains did. There you go. Now we've got some cool, you know, triple villain extra fudge with chocolate chips on top.
I do appreciate the full canon name for the Dark Forest being the Place of No Stars. I think that's cool sounding.
I like that.
I just
way
like
better than Cat Hell.
Ever since I found out that like there's a real Cat Hell in the Warrior Cat series,
yes.
I just think that's so funny. It's so funny.
It's
I'm sorry. It seems like the weirdest choice to me in terms of writing. It's like, I think we need a canonical cat hell where the bad cats go. Like, because originally...
I would love to be in that meeting. Yeah.
I mean, I feel like this... Because originally, you know, you could say a Warrior Cats was kind of a Jewish piece in that there wasn't a hell.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't believe in a hell. And then they're like, no, we don't...
I do very distinctly remember the part of
the new prophecies
where they celebrated Rosh Hashanah. Yeah,
yeah, of course, one. And then they're like, no, we're definitely, you know, we definitely have a Christian sort of mythology here of the canonical good and bad place, you know, to be connected. I mean, I guess not necessarily. I feel like a lot of mythologies have good and bad places. I just, you know, originally it seemed like the punishment for being a bad cat was just you're dead. Right.
Idiot. That's what you get.
Moron. But it's not.
So smart. Why are you...
It's you get to go to cat hell and then
and
slowly
continue to be evil
and continue
there.
To be evil, make evil plans.
Apparently,
in your cat hell.
Tall Star was 11 years old when he died about. Old cat. Sorry, I'm getting very sidetracked.
I feel like the Warrior Cats all like 11 years old. Is maybe old for an outdoor cat, because outdoor cats tend to live like 6 to 8 years less long, but like also the Warrior Cats are like consistently getting extremely old and dying by the time that they're like 6.
Yeah, so like
that's not how it works.
How old is Mousefur?
I think he's like 4 or 5.
Well, apparently, hashtag spoiler alert. Apparently she died during the final battle with Hell, and she was about 12 years old.
Who did?
Oh,
Hollywood?
Good for her.
How much time has passed since Warriors happened?
I have no idea.
A lot. What do you mean? Like, the whole thing? Well, because
yeah, like,
there's...
How...
So Firestar is at least in like the first three, right? The first three series.
Okay. I think like 5 years old at this point.
I mean, there's now, I was looking this up earlier because a friend was like, how many Warrior Cats? I was telling her that I had to go record the Warrior Cats podcast, and she asked, how many Warrior Cats books are there? And I think, like, there's 40. There's exactly 40 in the main series as of now. A new one comes out literally next month. Mm-hmm. Wow. And it's seven series. They're on the seventh series right now. The fourth book of the seventh series. Each one being six books, which first off, me and Spencer, you really gotta ramp it up if you're gonna catch up.
I would. Do you know how long it takes to get people to read books?
I'm just saying it took me 7 hours.
Okay.
I'm ready, well, Spencer. I'll grip
to
it.
Everyone else, but you're different.
Yeah. What can I say? As soon as I finish my classes, just ask me, Spencer. I'll rip it and grip it. I'll get you one every week. I got you.
Just Clayton and I for the rest of the entire
world. Yeah, we're out here ripping and gripping, ripping and gripping. Let me tell you,
look, I can knock out a Warriors book in like an hour and a half.
That is.
I could probably read like the rest of the series in the space of a weekend.
Just ripping and gripping.
Don't tempt me.
Just ripping and gripping. Let me tell you.
I would love
to
rip
saying
and rip it
and grip it.
I want you to grip. Oh, I actually mix those up. You grip it, then rip it. You can't rip it and grip it. I guess.
Don't rip the books.
Why?
They're on your computer. How are you going to rip them?
I'm gonna grip it and rip it.
Don't ask questions you don't want to know the answer to.
Well, I guess in that case you're gonna want to zip it and grip it. Ha ha.
That's true.
Hang on, you're gonna unzip it and grip it. Imagine trying to read a book while it's a zip file.
I'm gonna grip it and unzip it.
Things.
There we go. Grip it and unzip it.
Dumb.
Hey, you know what else you should really. You know what else is a great thing to grip it and rip it? Delicious drumstick of Popeye's fried chicken.
Why did I agree with this?
Don't forget the sauce. Don't forget the sauce.
You're gonna have to grip it and rip it open the sauce for your Popeye's fried chicken.
Delicious sauce. For Popeye's delicious fried chicken.
Wow, I can't wait for Spencer to edit this and have to decide which of the Popeye's endorsements to put in.
All of them.
Can't wait for Spencer to really have to cut every single Popeye's endorsement. Every single fake Popeye's endorsement we've included in this recording.
I'm probably going to have to, you've given me so much, I'm going to have to like record another episode in the interim. So that I can like have something to put out while I'm editing out all of the Popeye's.
And I know who you're going to, and I know who you're going to record it with. At this point, Clayton and I should really just be permanent fixtures on Fort Trees.
That might be a decent idea.
What other, okay, do you have anything else to say about Sons? It was such a bad book. It was such a bad Warrior Cats book.
It was terrible. Of all of the Warriors books that I remember, I think it's probably the worst.
I think we should have realized this was the bottom of the barrel when I tried to do the sunset bit and there were two sunset, both by Firestar.
Okay, I got one more caveat to
alright. Yeah, let's hear it.
Warriors. I hope you all realize that we have hit the single lowest point in the Warriors series. It's uphill from here because while the books get more and more nonsensical, they also go so far off the rails that they're hilarious.
So like JoJo Part 6. JoJo's
a lot like JoJo Part 6.
Yeah, just like JoJo's Part 6.
They just get so absolutely bizarre.
Adventure.
That they become hilarious.
Firestar's Bizarre Adventure.
I'm very excited to find more material for my Spotted Leaf as a villain theory.
Honestly, she's probably... I can't remember how much she plays a part, but she's Spotted Leaf, so she probably plays a part in...
She's
going to
be there till the end of time.
Oh, wait. Now you've gone and created my new theory, which is I've done the one-to-one with cats. I've attempted the one-to-one with Star Wars. The next one-to-one I'm now seeing is JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, where the first JoJo is Firestar, and then we follow along with his lineage. And around, at a certain point, they gain stance, which is when everything becomes magic, right?
I mean, I'm pretty sure that the magic goes away too, right?
It does. Oh, right, because no, I think that is a thing. Because doesn't the fight between Cat Heaven and Cat Hell like decimate both of them? Isn't Cat Heaven gone? Actually, I don't know. I think that's a thing.
I'm pretty sure Spotted. I'm pretty sure Spotted Leaf Spirit dies during that fight.
God, I hope she does.
I'm not sure, but I feel like I read that at some point. Like, granted, I haven't. I dropped it in the middle of Power of Three, so I don't really know that much about it. Because I was like, yeah, this is getting ridiculous.
Hey, I have an idea.
All right, what's your idea?
I think the Warrior Cast franchise would have been better if they had stand powers.
Oh my god. You know what? Actually, I'm willing to hear you out. Go off.
You're willing to hear him out. Okay.
Of course.
I mean, I'm just saying. I think that you know it could have been like a much like more fun like climax. Like let's say in this sort of the climax of this book, right? The climax where you know Brambleclaw goes to stab Hawkfrost and suddenly he's frozen and Hawkfrost has Dio's the world. He's frozen time. Of course. And so he sort of walks around Brambleclaw and is like, oh, it's useless. I have you where I want you. And that's when Brambleclaw starts to move. He has Star Platinum. They're the same type of stand.
Oh my god. Then did
Tiger Star have like a prototypical the world platinum?
I mean, I guess in this case, no, because I think it's the same way, because he doesn't necessarily have a stand, just like how Jotaro is.
That's true. Oh, actually that... You know why? Firestar. Yeah. Firestar, in his first appearance as Rusty, he was illuminated by like a beam of light.
Yeah, he had Palm on. So this is like the part one to part. So as I can you know, Firestar is sort of the part one to part two type equivalence. And the Badgers are the Nazis in part two. The Badgers are the Nazis in part two. We're going to say that.
Just mentally.
Midnight is Stroheim.
Firestar is Joseph.
Yeah, Midnight is Stroheim in this case, right? We can see that.
Monty Python intermission music playing in my head.
This has gone on too far. My entire joke.
Talking about anime.
Yeah, I really just want to say this entire joke was so supposed to lead up to Bramble Star Platinum, and like we kind of went off topic. So I feel bad now.
I really
just wanted to grip and rip that one pun right there. So.
Look, if Harry Potter didn't work and Star Wars didn't work, we're just gonna keep throwing darts until we find one that sticks.
Yeah, because no content is original.
No, nothing new under the sun. Writing is a lie.
1,000 faces.
Yeah.
Well, that was certainly a singular experience. Thank you so much for being here. You freaking degenerate.
Yeah, I'm gonna go.
Thank you for having me on, you further degenerate.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
I have to say, I'm pretty hungry. I'm gonna go to dinner. I think I might get some Popeye's chicken.
Delicious Popeye's fried chicken.
All right. Well, I think I will too, so.
Yeah, also go get some Popeye's fried chicken.
Yeah, some Popeye's. So for listeners of Four Trees, if you go to the nearest Popeye's proprietary store, and you enter the coupon code I know a cat. That's one word. I know a cat. They will look at you like you just said something weird, and then charge you full price for your meal because we do not have a promo code for Popeye's. Know why. We should.
We should.
I will
see if you can get Popeye's.
I don't know if I've ever talked about this before. I did at one point try to get like a fake sponsorship for Four Trees, and I went to Nando's, which is a restaurant here in the UK, and I was like, hey, I run a podcast and I know that you have like a thing for influencers to promote your brand, so do you think I would be able to get a hand on my copy on some copy just as a joke? I don't actually expect to be compensated for this. I just want to tell a joke. And they were like, oh, well, we don't know the person who can do that. So here's an email address, and you can write to them. And I had to endure the extremely embarrassing experience of not only going to a store and having to say, I'm an influencer, please let me promote your product, but then having to write an email that says, "I'm an influencer, please let me promote your product," and link to my podcast, which was at the time getting 8 viewers.
Did you get it? Did you get the sponsorship?
They never wrote back, which is, I think, the cherry on top of this.
Oh, that's so shameful.
I mean, I think maybe the reason why they didn't write back is because they were so confused why you're asking. Well, no, they were so confused why you're asking why to get a sponsorship from a British restaurant for Warrior Cats, since, you know, Warrior mm-hmm. Cats does play place in America. So I think you have a lot more of a case here if you went for something like Popeyes or Cheerwine.
Okay, I'll send an email to Cheerwine happily.
Yeah.
Advertise Cheerwine to our underage.
Why do you, it's not alcoholic. Cheerwine isn't alcoholic, sure. It's just called Cheerwine.
The cocktails are, though.
They are. Tiger's Blood.
Oh, man. Tiger Star's blood.
If you go out and buy yourself a case of cheer wine and a bottle of vodka, you too could drink Tiger Star's blood. Okay, I think I'm gonna have to end it there.
Drink responsibly. Please drink responsibly.
Please, for God's sake, drink responsibly, and don't drink if you're under 18.
And also, yeah, drinking responsibly means not drinking Tiger Star's blood. It's a terrible drink. Don't drink it.
God's sake. Okay.
Oh,
stop. Realist.
All right. That's gonna do it. I'm sitting at my desk in abject disbelief that it's over now. I mean, I think I'm still going to make more. You know, I'll have to talk to the studio, see if they can greenlight season 3. We are getting a lot of requests. We're working on the next season of His Dark Materials. It's entirely filmed within the same studio that I make Four Trees in. So, you know, that might not be a possibility, but we'll see. Like, we'll try to get the scheduling done. I'll have to talk to Idris Elba. Because, you know, he's an executive producer. I don't know what I'm saying. That's a joke, by the way. Wow. I've been doing this for over, like, half of a year. It feels weird because I started doing this as a joke. And I think I'm still doing it as a joke, but I don't know. I genuinely don't know anymore. Thank you so much for listening to Four Trees, the Warrior Cats community podcast. I've been your host, Spencer Grant. I'd like to thank our guests, Clayton and Cora, for joining us for the last little while. You guys have been an absolute pleasure to have. The season is over now. Like, that's it. Goodbye, The New Prophecy. Goodbye, the books that we read in this season. Goodbye to that. Like, wow. I guess look forward to season 3 if it happens, and if it doesn't, then I'll make that very clearly communicated through my social media. You can find me at Twitter, twitter.com/SpencerGrantV, and I mean, obviously send me a message if you like the podcast, if you want to see more, if you want to, you know, just tell me about the things that you like about it, and maybe the things that you might want to change moving forwards, so that we can make this a better experience for everybody. If we do move on, I'm pretty sure we'll move on. Like, I don't have anything better to do. I was joking about His Dark Materials. They wouldn't let us anywhere near that contract. Are you crazy? But like, that's it. That's Four Trees season 2. It's gonna be hard to step up the production value between this one and the last one, right? Because like in the first season, I kind of intentionally made it a little bit bad so that when season 2 happened, I could like have like a huge boost, like all of a sudden, bam, YouTube videos, bam, 3D graphics, bam, you know, like better equalization, guests, people to talk about things, bam, books to read. But like now, I'm not entirely sure where to go with it. I guess I'll just be doing more of the same, but I'll like shift the art direction a little bit. I've been thinking about like going for a more I think I want to go like a less janky 3D vibe, which should be more attainable now. Because like in the time, gosh, that's wild. In the time between me starting season 2 and me starting season 3, I have gotten good enough at Blender that I have been like, I've basically gotten work off of the merit that like I am better at Blender than like some other applicants, or you know, like I'm good at Blender and also I'm good at these other things. And that's just a very strange thing to think about as a person who doesn't consider himself to be very good at very many things. Wow, thank you so much for listening to this. Like the fact that I put up these episodes and I see people are watching these, you know, within like a week, it's got like more listens and views than I ever expect anything of mine to have. That's absolutely wild. And like, I know those are like, those are just the numbers on, you know, this aggregate. They're probably different if I factor in the numbers that I get on YouTube, which, you know, that they aren't that much on YouTube, but like, that's still nothing to sneeze at. I sneeze at a lot of things, but I wouldn't sneeze at the fact that this podcast, which was originally intended to have a reach of maybe 2 people, one of them being myself and my weird sense of humor, to be listened to by it's definitely more like, it's like 80 times more people than I've ever expected to pay attention to anything that I would ever say. So thank you so much for that. And thank you so much for your continued attention and support. I'm doing everything I can to make next season better. I'm talking to like people outside of my little group to see if we can get some guests that have a lot more different walks of life. There's some scientists and I've been thinking about talking to. I know I shouldn't have scientists on this because like most of the Warrior Cats fans are like people who people who are artists. But I don't know. I just think it would be cool. We'll see. On y va. You know, it depends on who responds and it depends on who wants to do this. And it depends on what you guys want. You know, if I get a message that's like very emphatically like, Spencer, I swear to God, if you get, I don't know, who's the Warrior Cats content creator, if you get Mooncat on this show, I'm never listening again, then I'll be like, all right, I guess I'm not going to get Moon. I'm not saying bully me into like getting the guests that you want or not getting the guests that you don't want, but like, you know, I'll listen to feedback because so far it's been wonderful to pay attention to you guys and to have you guys pay attention to me. That's pretty cool and wild. I'm rambling. I'll finish off the rest of the like ad copy because this is probably going to be the last time that you hear it like this. I'm going to have to change it up next season because some things have changed. But yeah, Four Trees is recorded live in front of the studio audience at Druids Hollow Studios here in Bristol. Our theme was composed and performed by Spencer Chopin Grant and mixed by Alex Turner. Our graphics and 3D assets were designed by Spencer Diablo Grant. That's a joke I stole from 30 Rock. Diablo is a middle name. I just think that's funny. I'm sorry. And our editor is Spencer Pagliacci Grant. And that's Pagliacci is a sad clown from it's a play, an old Italian opera. It's basically like a extremely depressed, whatever. I'm sure like most people get that. But I just wanted, you know, somebody to know that I've watched old Italian operas and have opinions about them. This is the person I am. Okay, if you don't like it, stop listening. The Warrior Cats series is written by Aaron Hunter, demonstrably true, and distributed by HarperCollins. I think I'm supposed to say Kulabi now. But either way, please support the official release. You can find us at the web at spencergrant.co.uk/fourtrees. Or wherever you get your podcasts, you can find our YouTube uploads with auto-generated subtitles and audio visualizations at youtube.com/SpencerGrant. I'm thinking really hard about like buying the domain fourtrees.com. I don't think I'm gonna do it because I feel like that would be taking the joke a little bit too far, but we'll see. Only right, things can change. Again, I've been Spencer. You've been wonderful. Thank you so much for your continued support. Bye. Oh, wait, I pressed the wrong button to stop the recording because I was like, I was looking at a Word document on my other screen. it was like a list of shots, you know, for movie stuff, I'll press the real space bar button now. Bye. Or bye, whatever I'm supposed to say.
Shucks, man. Bye.